And the Kolboy says that when you leave the sukkah, you're supposed to say Yirotzen. Yirotzen, we should be zeichet to sit in the sukkah of Levyasen. That's the Nusach Rama brings. Very unusual to bring these type of Nuschos, sort of the Yirotzens with the Kabbalah and Yonim, come much later, but they're called for Shai Tzion, most of it. It's a very, very unusual. Kolboy wrote Rama, and that's the way it is. Doesn't say any reason, explanation, what, when, how. That's the way it is. I'd like to try a little bit to try to get some sort of understanding of the inyan of the sukkah shel Levyasen. Now, it obviously is an expanded dimension of our sukkah. It's something which has kesher to it, and it's understanding the ultimate of sukkah being sukkah shel Levyasen is a deeper havana in what the mitzvah sukkah is for us. So the makor for the specific that Yirotzen, it's built around a medrash. It says in the medrash, it's a Yalkut Shemayni in a few places. It's in Vayikra and it's in Iov. It says that if a person is mekayim sukkah b'shleimus in this world, will be zeicha to Levyasen. That's a lashon in medrash in a few places, in different variations. A little bit more by Richus, I guess we'll call it the Sugya of Levyasen, is in Bav Basra. It's in the Gemara of Amechas Asfina, the famous Agadita of Rav Chana, the few blat. The Goyen says about these blat of Agadita that he brings a pasuk in Yeshaya that Hina Yaskal Avdi, that people will look at the Melech HaMashiach and they'll see something so ugly and they'll wonder how that could be there. So he says it's these Chazal, these few blood of Chazal in Rav Archana contain some of the profoundest Seidus, and they're dressed up in stories that look like fairy tales to us and are lag and a kelas by Dumas Oilam. That's where that's brought B'Shem the Goyen on this Agaritas. But upon the Agaritas of Levyasen are here. So there's a Gemara that directly speaks to this inyan. It says like this: Vama Rabba Amar Biechen, Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasi Sukkah Letzadiki Me'oyer Shel Levyasen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu make the Sukkah Me'oyer Shel Levyasen. Shenema Hatimale B'Sukkos Oyrei, or Hasimale B'Sukkos Oyrei. Supposing Yov, Zocha Oisnei Sukkah. If he's Zeicha, he gets a full Sukkah. Loi Zocha Oisnei Tzilzel. If he's not Zeicha, he gets some sort of headband, some sort of Shenema B'Tzilzel Dogim Roishei. Zocha Oisnei Tzilzel. Loi Zocha Oisnei Anak. He gets something around his neck. Shem v'anak nagar secha. Zocha is anak, lo zocha is a kamea. Just further down. Shem v'tikshon nagar secha. V'hashar, so for those people who have not used this, the Oyrus Levyasen fully, haven't made use of it, poros HaKadosh Baruch Hu chay m'sir shalayim, v'ziv v'imam m'sir v'imam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu poros HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalayim. That is the Chazal over here, that's most relevant to the Inyan of Sukkah. So somewhere in understanding the Sukkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes of the Oyer of Levyasen is going to be the beginning of understanding Mafteach, of understanding the Inyan of Levyasen B'Klolius and the Oyer of Levyasen B'Miuchat. Levyasen in general, in this Sugya here in the Gemara, is an inyan that shayach to Lasid Lavoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says, salted it. He killed the Nekeva, salted it for Tzidikim Lasid Lavoi. So it's something that shayach, the eating of it shayach Lasid Lavoi. There's another angle that is shayach miyuchat to Levyasen. The Pasuk says, it's in Baruch Hinafshi in Kuvdalid, where we say it, Levyasen zeyot sarto lesachik boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Levyasen to be mesachik, to play with. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divides the day into four parts, and the last 3 hours of the day he's mesachik with Levyasen. What about now after the Churban? So it says instead he learns Tindok Shal Beis Rabba. But the Schoik of Lev Yosin is a Bria made for Schoik, and now a temporary gap, you can't be Mesachik with it. But the Mechus of it, both in the Pasik and the way Chazal describes what Kodesh Baruch does with it, is Schoik. It falls on the general pattern of also Lamala Schoik Befiv in Olam Hazeh, and only a Sidlovo, so there's no Schoik now, may there's no Lev Yosin. Adkan, what we have from the Gemara here and the Archavos Dvarim over there. So what does it mean over here? What are we talking about? So first, let's see. The first marker I wanted to see is the Goyen had a Talmud who had a Talmud called Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chaver is a Talmud of Goyen, but his Sfarim are known. It's in Kabbalah. They're like sort of a Hakdama for people who want to go into the Goyen's Kabbalah. He wrote a very famous sefer called Pesachei Sharim, which is quite mefursim. He wrote Pirushim, a lot of the Goyen stuff. He's considered to be his best mefarish. Not that it's all that easy, his Pirushim, but Akoponim, he's a mefarish. He was also Chazal Talmud Chacham, Rav Chuvas, and so on. So he has a sefer on Agadah called Afika Yam. They found it, a few decades ago, I remember when they found it. Not user-friendly at all. It's not easy. There are occasionally pieces that are useful and will. This is one piece that's much more user-friendly and will try to be misbehaving a little bit in it. V'omer Rabba, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asi Sukkah. Gamayim Azeh Bira Beinu HaGadol, the Goyen was Masbedis, B'Pirusha L'Savret Sniyasa. It's a pirush that the Goyen wrote, there's a part in the Zohar called Savret Sniyasa. It's klipas noiga, which will become kedusha. Vukosnes aragonish and eskase be'oyer vuhu eitzadas toy vera shemen ochlad marishin v'nim shchar losay. So basically, the lasi suk of Arlev Yosin is the tikkun of the achil of eitzadas toy vera. It's something which is metakein what he calls a klipas noga, which I'll explain in a minute. V'hinei, kol habir v'chol avodas Yisrael yedush levar atoy v'klipas noga. All the avodah kol Yisrael is to be mevar atoy v'klipas noga, v'lachzir l'ktusha. And every person l'fi erach avodasai, v'hu ma sha'omru zochos le'suka. So if he's zeichi, he makes a suka, why? Ki suku makefes kol koimas adam shekula b'toychai. Suka takes on the entire person, whereas the other things all have a shaykhis to a part of him, and it goes lower progressively. There's the tzilzel, the headband, there's the anak, which is around the neck, and then there's the kameh down here. That's pretty much a taken tvara. Let's explain first what the words mean, and then we'll explain the bigger picture. The word klipas noiga, it's the Tanya speaks about it by Richus. It says the chelik of ra in the bria is called a klipa, and it's generally associated with onan and choshech and aruffel and so on. Things that are bad, they'll always be bad, and the only thing we can do with them is stay away from them, and that's the good. So we have we have the things that are acid, vasa becholav, kloya kerem, arayas, etc. All of those are things that have no chiyus in the bria. They block our way to chiyus, and we can only be the biggest chus we have for ourselves and for kloya kerem, for vasa becholav, is when we stay away from it. Then there are things that are mitzvahs, and those are things we're supposed to do and bring out the best in it. There's something in the middle called klipas noiga. Klipas noiga means, if we to use a mashal, there are things that are opaque, which means dark, they don't let any light through. There are things that are transparent and they let light through. And the things that we call them translucent, they let light through, but it's distorted, it's not good, and so on. There's a chelik of the bria that is klipas noiga, which means it's not bad, it's not incorrigible, but practically speaking, it's bad. And that includes the entire gamut of hanos and tanugim shelo l'shem shemayim. So those in yanim that a person sits down to a meal and he's misamik into the physicality of it, into the flavor, into the texture, and he connects with his type of achila. That's an example of klipas noiga, which in that framework is bad. Basically he forgets, it has not to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's shaoisim bitneim elohehem. It's basically you're involved in something other than avodas Hashem, and so on. Everything, any type of activity that a person is niskasher to, that he likes and enjoys and wants as it is, belongs to this realm called klipas noiga, which in an absolute sense it's bad. So long as it has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all to do with your tanugas, that's bad. That's called klipas noiga. So anything in the Bria that can be used for good, but it can be used alternatively, not for bad in a bad sense, simply for something other than avodas Hashem, that's called klipas noiga. That's what Tanya speaks a lot about it. That's a big part of his speech. And this is what he's referring to over here. So let's see more specifically what he's relating to. Reb Tzadik speaks in two places. He speaks about it in Pri Tzadik on Parshas Toldos. He has a big piece, and also in Shmois he has by Adar Beis by the Rosh Chodesh over there. And he says the following. I'm sort of encapsulating it. He says the following. There are two big spearheads of the Yetzer Hara. And this the Goyen says a lot in Mishlei. There's the Koach of, the Goyen calls it Koach, there's the Ka'asoni, which means the drive of conquest. It includes anger, jealousy, rage, hatred, all of these tchunas hanefesh, arrogance, which a person is hell bent on destroying something, on it, that's one yetzahara, includes ritzicha and so on, and then there's something called ta'avani, which is taiva. So Reb Tzadik says the shoyer is something which represents koach, anger, rage, and that's shir habar, is that sort of expresses that. And then the koach of taiva is including, and most of all, taiva varayas is included in dogim. Ramazim, the Gemara in Babasi here says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to kill the Nekeva of the Leviathan. So the Gemara says, why couldn't it have just cooled it down? It says because Dogim are pritzi, that Arayas somehow, that they have an almost uncontainable drive to be Misrabah, to be part of a Rava, and it says they would be machet the world to be part of a Rava. So B'meila, he had to kill it because there's no eitz. Tzadik shiny dagim the pritzin in hu. So the koyach of taiva is expressed there, and that's why the word tzchoik and tzchoik, the way it's used most in the Torah, it says by Yitzchok, it was mitzachek es ishtoi. It's going on that tzchoik. Even though Rashi says in other places tzchoik could mean arayis, could mean avodah zarah, but its primary thing is tzchoik. It says tzchoik and kalas roish are magilin a person to arayis. Tzchoik and bimela, the Leviathan, who's the sata sachik boy, is sort of embodies the taiva of arayis. The difference is the taiva of hashchasa that's manifest in the shor, that has no need to stay after the world will be metuken. That's over with. There's no good that comes out of it. It was necessary for its tkufa. Lasid lavoi, the shor and the kipsa will the zev and the kipsa will live together, and the ari and the tinok and the shofen, they'll all be together. That will become batel or mevutel, and there's no shirayim of it. The eating up of the shor bor is the complete a dissolution of that ra. Taiva, the nekuda of extraordinary tainuk. The Zohar, we said it a few times. Two Tanoim were walking, one asked the other, why won't the Chachamim mevatel the taiva of Rayas? And he told him, if not for the taiva of Rayas, there wouldn't be chedvus of Shmaitza. In other words, the feeling of tainuk is something that belongs to the world of toiv. And that is the aura of the Leviathan. In other words, it's the framework that contains in itself all the schoik of the Bria. The schoik of the Bria as it is Ra, and that the tzaddikim will eat up, that will be gone. And the aura of Leviathan is left because the kli of Tainug, is be'etzim belongs to the world of good. So you have over here in Arayas, you have here two Brias. You have a Bria of Ra, which with the advent of Achas Hayomim becomes dissolved. It's finished. It's tachlis. There's no need for it. There's no zecher of Kasoni of that type of Ra, but the Tainug. That's locked into, that's imprisoned in the world of Taivas, that will become released, and that will become the Mokim, that will become Toiv Lasid Lovet. That's what he means here about the Klipas Noiga, and that's what Reb Tzadik really is Meirach, that's what Reb Tzadik is explaining over there by Arichas Gedolah. I want to add another Knetch and move it a step further. The Maral speaks about this Gemara Barichos. He speaks about it in Berag Oilo. And he says the following. He says the Gilui of the of Schoik is pure Ratzin. In other words, when a person, he explains the Schoik of Leviathan, what does Miyakash Baruch Misachik with it? It means when something is sheer delight, when something is pure pleasure, that's where you have schoik. So there's a certain hafka from seichel, from maisa. It's the joy itself. It's like when you sometimes we look at somebody who's also can schoik, whatever schoik, a child, whatever. We say it's childish. It's without seichel. It's this. It is. It's schoik in itself is mufra from any mahalchim and any inyanim, and it's pure joy, and that's what it is. So let's go back to our inyan, and so you have in the Bria most of toiv, the vast majority of toiv is locked into maisim of toiv. And b'meila, the world of maisa mitzvahs contain in themselves a maisa that's lefi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mapped out as appropriate to do, and a germ of schoik, of tainuk, and so on. But klipas noiga is not, so for instance, eating a kezayis matzah, leil pesach, requires a certain pa'ula, a certain maisa. And it has to fit into a certain framework. It has to be shomer. The person has to be a bar chiyuv. Oral can't eat karm pesach. It has to be at night. It has to be a certain time. There's a Yerushalmi in Megillah. The Yerushalmi says Antoninus asked Rabbeinu HaKadosh, will I get a chelek of Leviathan? he told him yes. Asked him, I don't understand something Tatnina said. Korban Pesach he won't give me, and to eat, and Leviosi he will give me? So he said, because you're an Aral. So it says he went and he was mal himself. The oimik of that dusiach is, in the world of Maisa mitzvahs, an Akum has no makum. And b'meila, in Achilas Matzah, he's an Aral. He has no makum Achilas Korban Pesach. He has no makum Achilas Korban Pesach. In the world of Leviosin, which is just the kavana and the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so if he is l'rotzen, he's part of that world. It's mufka, it has a malus in it, that it's beyond the pe'ula of Maisa, and it's just the rotzen touching the rotzen, which is le'elo le'elo, something beyond the world of Maisa mitzvahs. So I want to give the two areas that it manifests itself. Pesach is very clearly prescribed Maisa mitzvahs. Matzah, Kor Pesach, Morer, and so on. That's the inyan. It starts with that, it ends with that. And that's like every Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah that's makiv the entire person's activities, so what is it that, so what am I doing in the sukkah? I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm being metayel, I'm being mesochech and everything. So none of these are the maisa. Yeshiva is something where I belong, where I am, is above it, it's mufka. So the tzura of kiyum, the mitzvah sukkah, because it's makif, the entire person, the common denominator is the ratzon shebo'i. So Lamash, like if we ask ourselves, what's the common denominator of the things in a hospital when you're giving a person a carefully prescribed food or medication? So everything fits a certain niche. This is supplies. This missing thing. This doesn't have this thing. That's problematic. B'chulu b'chulu. Everything is focused on the ma'isa shaboy, on the nekuda shaboy. When a person is buying somebody else sweets, chocolates, gifts of sorts, the common denominator is l'ratzon. There's no, I can't say, well, why this particular item and this particular item. It's whatever he likes, whatever he wants. The common denominator is his ratzon, not any particular asiyah. So sukkah is miyuchad. If sukkah is makif all maisim of a person, and it's the only mitzvah really that's makif the entire person, then it's something which Bal Karchach, the common denominator, is that I'm doing everything L'shem Shamayim. So when I'm in a sukkah, it's not the particular things that I'm doing that's the mitzvah. It's the fact that I put myself within the framework of the Shechina, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I am. There's another interesting nafkemina or fallout from this. There's a Ramami Panu. It's in Maimach HaKor Din Chelak Aleph Perik Beis. Meken ve'avda Baruch Hu Atzis Nebiyo Yashlim. Ki ein Schoike Leviosin Zulaseh. The Tachlis of the Schoike Leviosin Raman Panas is as following. Lekabitz bei Bechol Yoy Ma'im Berchoysav Mi'idunia Mitzvah Shatzadikim Mis'avim Leif Sholem. It's to gather in all the wonderful mitzvahs that tzadikim would like to do. Liyos oisim u'ma'asim tomit. Because their machshava, Kach Bok says like Maisa, Vim Achshav Eure Yoim, Sheyesh by Bittl Mitzvah Machmas Oines. He's playing on a pasuk in Eov. He says they're unfortunate today that they can't do the Mitzvah Machmas Oines. Ubizmana Suda, Sidim Eure Levyosin, Lane Solov Dive Shevach Vahal Godlaner, and so on. Uksiv Leviosin ze yitzartel sachik boy, ki pivyus baruch hu tziva she is adna boy se mitzvahs u mischoron, afal pishal nigmur malachton, viruchu kipzen leise suda, abishal ze oiz vechedel fanav, mashe sol boy seyo. So he says that the schoik Leviosin is the tainug of the mitzvahs that a person who's a tzaddik, meaning that his rotzen is real, that he had a rutzen to do a mitzvah and he couldn't do it because he was onus, that the Schoik Lev Yosin is the kibbutz of all of those maisim, and to make a metzias out of it. Your nene from that schar, your nene and the schar, that belongs to the realm of Schoik Lev Yosin. Because in the Schoik Lev Yosin is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies the ritzoinus and the taivus of toiv that a person wanted, and that becomes the metzias in the world of Yosin V'Yosin. So let's just put it together. In the world that we live in, whether it's after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, whether it's after, however it is, the world in itself can only survive, and a person can only grow from Maisa Mitzvahs. From things that are pu'ulos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prescribed exactly how to do it. That's the world of mitzvahs. And that creates the tikkun and does the good and so on and so forth. There's another dimension of the Bria that's missing and belongs kulei l'asid lavei. Asid lo demalei schoik piv, because if a person lets himself go free, he loses the reign over himself. He loses the control that the seichel has over himself, and then it's only ra for us. Since our tainug is not in control, and our tainug is not pure and toiv, so anytime we release our reins, we automatically go to doing something that shouldn't be done. So today it's asa malei schoik, but it exists. The panemius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is ratzon. And true that once the world is bekilkul, there's no schoik. But there's a haftach of oz yimalei schoik pinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us one mitzvah that is a remes that sort of contains in itself that same nekuda, and that's sukkah. And the reason is because since it's not miyuchid to any one particular maisa, it takes in all maisim. So bal korchach, if everything's a mitzvah that I do, how's that possible? Everything that I do, the teretz is because we're dealing with the person's ruts and shuka. For the person that everything he does l'shem shemayim, and to be mal l'ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all a ritzonai. So the world of mitzvah, of toiv, that's expressed in ratzon and is shayach to ratzon, that sukkah is the dogma of that mitzvah. And that's why of the inyonim of achris hayomim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place to showcase of what achris hayomim is, the levyosin is that inyan. Levyosin is the schoik in the bria. It's interesting, we said schoik is margal adam to arayas. Levyosin means to accompany, apam yilove ishti. Chibur in this world, physical chiburim are done, they start with schoik, but it's bekilkul the way we have it, and therefore the chiburim are bekilkul and the schoik is bekilkul. But lasid lovei, that schoik will be the levyosin, will be the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While the taiva itself will become eliminated from the world, it'll be emptied of the taiva. But the urshel of yosin, the kli for it, the tainug, that remains. That's very much part of lasid lavoi. The remez for it for us is sukkah. And that's why if a person has sukkah b'shlei musa, he's zeicha to that sukkah v'ashev yosin. And I guess the great hope for us is that in that schoik of levyosin, like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will include all of the inyanim that a person wanted to do and couldn't do. But if a person has a strong ratzon to do right, and that's what he wants to do, and the Yadea Talumus is made on him that his ratzon is toiv, this world, we don't have a framework for it. Person didn't do a mitzvah, didn't do a mitzvah. He's honest, he's honest. And if he can be mashmi, yes, he mashmi. And that's that. There's no, it doesn't, it, we, in this world, in our framework, we don't have any ashlama for it. The lasid lavoi, the bria, the Ramami Panu says that the bria of lasid lavoi of the schoik of Yosin is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gathers all the schoik of the Bria, all the people who were misave and misanik to do mitzvahs, and because of oynes they were stopped from doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps that rotzen and that tshuka, and that's the schoik levyosin that we're zoicha to, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misachik with this levyosin in the day of Ozzy Molly's schoik pino.
So does that help you understand when we say
I'm sorry?